Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is mulling his next move after talks on forming a national unity government with the ruling Islamic militant group Hamas collapsed. It is the latest chapter in a deepening power struggle between the Palestinian leader, who is a moderate, and Hamas, which seeks Israel's destruction. Mr. Abbas convened top officials of his Fatah party to map out a strategy after declaring that talks on a more moderate government with Hamas have failed. The Palestinian president has been trying for months to form a unity government in which Fatah and Hamas would share power. The aim is to end crippling international sanctions on Hamas, which the U.S. and Europe regard as a terrorist organization. Mr. Abbas has two options. He can dismiss the Hamas-led government or call early elections. Palestinian analyst Bassam Eid.
In my opinion, I think that Abbas, the only thing that he can do is just to call for new elections.
But that option is not attractive. If Mr. Abbas calls new elections, there is no guarantee that his Fatah party would defeat Hamas. While Hamas rule has brought economic hardship on the Palestinian people, they ousted Fatah from power because it was widely seen as corrupt. Eid says the Palestinians must choose between the lesser of two evils.
The Palestinians should have to think very well about their future. Otherwise, with Hamas, there is no Palestinian future at all.
Hamas and Fatah militiamen have frequently clashed as the power struggle between the two groups deepens. The unity talks brought a period of relative calm, but Eid believes the collapse of dialogue raises the prospect of more violence.
Yes, unfortunately, that's going to continue, in my opinion.
Hamas denies that talks with Mr. Abbas have broken down. It says he is bluffing to pressure the group into making more concessions. But Hamas says it will never recognize Israel, a key international condition for the lifting of sanctions. Therefore, Mr. Abbas says the talks have reached a dead end. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。